a graph. The COVID-19 vaccines take the cake for the risk of death. And Marc Giadot from France, scientist in a lot of our working groups, has proposed a name for this. It's called the Russian roulette theory of COVID-19 vaccination. Do you know when the messenger RNA vaccines are made? The messenger RNA is pretty unstable. Mm-hmm. It has to be cooled, and probably each strand is a little bit different than the next one because of how the base pairs line up, and there has to be humanized code within it so the ribosomes will read it, and then there's these nucleoside analog caps. The belief is that each vial and each lot is different, okay? And on top of that, there are multi-use vials. So there's actually a lot of needles being stuck in each vial. So there's an opportunity for changing oxidation, sulfation. There may be changes in cooling. And so one theory here, Dave, is a lot of people actually probably get a dud. That they get a shot and not much happens. They don't get much immune protection, if any, but they don't really get much in the way of side effects. But if someone really gets a good install of messenger RNA coding for the lethal Wuhan spike protein, it does exactly what it's supposed to do. It injures organs and, in fact, causes death. And when we apply the Bradford Hill criteria for death due to COVID-19 vaccines, we fulfill all the criteria. It's epidemiologically consistent that the vaccines are causing death in a large number.